Get your Bible out. Go with me to the book of Matthew, and we're going to be reading in Matthew chapter 18. Take a look at a couple of verses, starting in verse number 18, and we're going to go through verse number 20. Matthew chapter 18, starting in verse number 18. And let me give you sort of the scene of what's going on. Jesus is speaking. And Jesus is covering a variety of subjects, but he starts talking about offenses and starts talking about what happens when people sin and when people get out of the will of God. Starts talking about correction and discipline in the church. Now, it's in the context of these verses that we find Matthew chapter 18, verse number 18. Now, I know, and I'm smart enough to know, that the context is talking about church discipline. However, I've heard it said like this, and I think this has helped me, and hopefully this will help you tonight to realize what it is that we're talking about. When dealing with the Word of God, there is one interpretation. We know that the context is talking about church discipline. But when you find a verse in the Bible, there are many applications. Case in point, a lot of times you'll find Jesus or the apostles taking a verse out of the Old Testament, and they're saying, "This is that which the prophet spoke." Now, they didn't say a word about context. They didn't say a word about what the time frame was or what the social thing that was going on. No, rather they said, "This is what was spoken." And so tonight, I want to take a look at this verse, and I hope that you guys are hearing my heart. I understand the interpretation, but tonight we're going to apply it to the principles of prayer. Tonight we're talking about the prayer of agreement. The prayer of agreement. Matthew chapter 18, starting in verse number 18, Jesus is emphasizing what he's about to say to us. And so he says this, "Assuredly, I say to you," he's given some emphasis. He says, "Listen up, pay attention. I want you to know what we're talking about." He says, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." So he says, as the church, as you come together and you bind something up, it will be bound because the church was in agreement. And then he says, "And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." So the church, as we release things in the earth realm, we are releasing that power from heaven. You guys getting this so far? Let's move on to the next verse. It says this, "Again." Now, Jesus, a lot of times we find, emphasizes things when he makes a statement twice. And so he says, "Again, I say to you." Some translations say, "Assuredly, I say to you again." So he's making a statement here. He says, "Listen up, church. I want you to find out what it is that I have for you, because I'm going to restate this in another way so that you get the emphasis of what it is that I'm talking about. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Now, I want you to notice that he says anything that they ask. Tonight, we're going to ask the Lord for some things in prayer. We're going to come before the Lord, and we are going to ask him for healings, for people's bodies to be restored. We're going to ask for people's minds to be restored. We may ask for finances. We may ask some things about our government and our leaders. We may ask some things about this church and the health of this church and the growth of this church. Maybe tonight we'll pray for the youth or for the men's conference or for the year that's coming up ahead of us. Tonight we are going to ask the Father of some things as we're led of the Spirit of God. And it says that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask. So when you are in prayer, that means that if you come together, and if we as a church come together as the body of Christ, and we include not only just a grunt, not only just our presence, this is not about warming up a spot in the sanctuary tonight, but this is about you as the people of God getting in there in faith and adding your faith and your agreement to what it is that we're praying about tonight. Now, that word agree is an interesting word. If you look it up, you study out what it means, it comes from two words, actually. It comes from one word that means together and another word that means to sound. So you could state it like this, to sound together or to voice together. Tonight you saw the praise and worship team got up here and they sounded together. They lifted up their voices together. Some of them were singing the melody. Some of them were singing the harmonies. Some of them were coming behind with the rhythm instruments. Some of them were coming in with the percussion instruments. Now, if all of them decided to play a different song all at the same time, that would be a horrendous sound, and I don't believe anybody would be making a joyful noise to the Lord. You would probably would be saying, "Is this that funky new music that those little young people are playing?" But tonight when they got together, And they all agreed on something. What did they agree on? They agreed on the song list, the set list that they were going to be playing. They agreed on the key that they were going to be playing it in. And they followed the lead of the worship or the song leader that was up here. And as they did, they sounded together. And out of that sound, it led us to come into a place of praise and worship and adoration of our Lord. You guys getting this tonight? The same word that we find for the word agree, if you look it up in the Greek, is the same word that we get our word for symphony. That's where you find people saying, we're going to have a concert of prayer. What does that mean? That means that together, as the people of God, we are going to come in agreement, unity, and oneness, and we are going to lift our voices to heaven, and we are going to agree together on what it is that we want to ask from God. And as we release our faith, as we bind the devil and we bind up circumstances on the earth, it's bound in heaven. And as we release faith, release blessings, release increase, release what it is that we want from God into the earth, that it is released in heaven. Are you guys getting this? Verse number 20. For where two or three are gathered together, there's that unity. In my name, there's what we can agree on. Jesus says, I am there in the midst of them. The Bible says, blessed is when brethren dwell together in unity, for there the Lord commands a blessing. It isn't until we get to that place called there. What is that place? That is the unity. That is the faith. That is where we come together and we say that in Jesus' name, we agree on this thing on the earth. And the Lord says, well, here I am right in the midst of that prayer. Here I am in the midst of your circumstances. Here I am in the midst of my church, moving amongst the lampstands, as it says in the book of Revelation. And Jesus says that my Father in heaven may do it. Why? Because Jesus is there in the midst of them. And God's approval is on his Son. And therefore, God says, whatever you ask, if you can agree on it on the earth, if it's according to my will, and you have that sounding agreement, that one voice together, you can get something done in your prayer time. Tonight, we're going to get some stuff done, not because Pastor Dan prayed, not because Dr. Becker prayed, not because Dr. Kobernick or any of the other pastors or leaders on staff here tonight prayed, but rather because you and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and I together came together and we agreed on something. We said, this is what we're praying. This is where we feel the Lord is leading us tonight. And as we pray the prayer of agreement. And we find out what the will of the Lord is as we pray. One time I was in a car. I remember I was driving and we went and we got some food and we were about ready to head out. And we were going to pray for our food, but we thought it was a good idea. And we said, you know what, we're going to be going out and we're going to be going to the beach today. Why don't we believe the Lord for divine appointments? Why don't we believe God that we're going to be able to witness to people? Why don't we believe God that we're going to be able to do something today that just blesses the Lord and that impacts eternity? And so we said, well, let's pray. And we were all in agreement. And so the first person prayed and they prayed over one thing and the next person prayed and they prayed over the food, and the third person prayed, and they prayed over our trip to the beach and said, you know, Lord, we want to reach out to people. We want to be a blessing there. And that third person said, amen. Now, I was sitting in the car, and I didn't get to pray. And so as soon as they said amen, everybody else said amen, and they started shoving food in their mouth. I said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I didn't get to pray. And so they grudgingly put their food down and bowed their heads and they closed their eyes again. I said, Lord, I agree in Jesus' name. Amen. And they looked up and they got mad at me. What are you doing? Did you just do that to get us not to eat? I said, no, I wanted to pray in agreement with what was already prayed. You guys said it all, but I wanted to add my faith. I wanted to sound together with you. I wanted to have my agreement included in there. Turn me to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 4. We're going to see the prayer of agreement in action in Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, we're going to start in verse number 23. Acts chapter 4, verse 23 says this. It says, well, let me give you what's going on here. The disciples have been locked up for healing somebody and preaching the name of Jesus. And they're told that they're forbidden to speak the name of Jesus. And the apostles say, well, wait a second. Is it better for us to listen to God or to you? You decide. So they warn them strictly and they release them. They let them go. verse number 23, and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they, speaking of the church, their own companions that they went to, when they heard that, they raised their voice to God. What does that mean? That means that they sounded together. They lifted up their voices and they had a concert of prayer right there. And it says with one accord, they were a symphony working in unison as they prayed. And they said this, they said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. Who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Verse 27, for truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you appointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. Verse 28, to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now look at verse 29. I want you to see this. Now look, Lord. Look on their threats and grant to your servants what? Now they're going to ask for something together. Remember that they are praying in unity. They're praying in one accord. And this is the thing that they ask for, that with all boldness, they may speak your word. They knew it was the will of God for them not to shrink back and not to be afraid. So they knew that they needed this boldness, this courageousness, this courage to speak in the face of threats from the priests. And so they said, we want boldness to do what? That we may speak your word. They want to speak the word of God. That is the will of God. And we know that God heard their prayer and answered at that very moment that they prayed that. Look at verse 30. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done. How? Through the name of your holy servant Jesus. This was their prayer. Now look at verse 31. A lot of times people major in on the fact that there was an earthquake. Now, that is a miraculous thing, and that is a sign from heaven on earth that something was taking place. But I want to just take a look at this verse because something incredible happens. When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. Okay? But the verse doesn't stop at an earthquake. Look at where it goes. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Look at what they did. And they spoke the word of God with what? Boldness. What did they ask the Lord for? Let's try that again. What did they ask the Lord for? Boldness. And they spoke the word after they were filled with the Holy Spirit with what? Boldness. Sounds to me like in the space of two verses, they asked for something in one accord, and they received the answer to their prayers. And God preserved it in Scripture for you and I to see that when we come together in unity and oneness, when we sound together the symphony of the church of God praying on the earth, that God hears from heaven, and whether he answers in an earthquake or not, that doesn't matter. What matters is that we are filled with his presence, with his power, with the Holy Spirit of God, and then we receive those things that we have asked because we have asked together in unity the will of God in faith in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody's getting this tonight, I can tell. You can go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Remember one time I was on the mission field and there was somebody that had come that was going to join our team from Quito, Ecuador. And as they were flying from Quito, their luggage went who knows where. And so they showed up to the training camp where we were at and they were dressed in these funny baggy clothes because they had to borrow clothes from somebody else. And so we said, you know, hi, nice to meet you, this and that. And they introduced this girl to us. And so she was a part of our team, so we welcomed her in. And they gathered the whole team together and they said, now everybody listen, she's come from Quito, Ecuador. She flew all the way here and her luggage did not fly all the way here. We do not know where her luggage is. And so if we don't get her luggage in the next week, we're going to leave and we're going to leave without her luggage and she's going to have to buy all new clothes. And this was a 2-month mission trip that we're going to be overseas. And so they said, you know, that's going to be a lot of money. That's going to be an extra expense. And it's going to be something maybe she'll have to borrow clothes from the other girls on the team or something like that. You can tell she's wearing baggy clothes right now because she was just a petite little thing, you know. And so we all got together and they said, let's get together and pray. So we all got together and we agreed in prayer and we said, Lord, we are agreeing in prayer that before we leave on this flight to go out of the country, Father God, we ask that that luggage would find its way from Quito to wherever it went back into our hands here in the United States, that when we leave, she has her full wardrobe and everything that she needs for this summer experience. And so we were believing God. And each and every day when we prayed, when we got together, the team, we prayed and we agreed that we received her luggage. And you know, it was the day that we were leaving. I remember everybody was packing up. We were folding down the tents we were staying in. We were getting everything put on the motor coach that was going to take us to the airport. And I saw the post truck coming down the road, the little dry dirt road coming through a cornfield in Illinois. And there this post truck came up, stopped. People came running out to it. And sure enough, here they came with this big blue bag of luggage running up to this girl from Quito, Ecuador. Why? Because we as the church got together. We as the body of Christ got together and we agreed on something and we believed the Lord for it and we received it there in the physical. God has answers to your prayers. God knows where you're at tonight. God knows exactly what you need.